The white woman shrugged. I don't know, she said. Elephants? The white man laughed. You insufferable English, he said. The Empire's still alive for you, isn't it? You only need to close your eyes. Now a soldier came running up the beach from the direction the white couple had come. He was panting. He wore olive-green trousers and a light grey vest, dark with sweat. He had military boots on, and they were heavy with damp sand. He had a rifle slung on his back, and the barrel was swinging at the sky. Oh, for fuck's sake, the white man said. Here comes that doofus of a guard again.
He's only doing his job.
Yeah, but can't they let us do our own thing even for 1 minute?
Oh, relax. The holiday was free, remember? We were never going to have it all our own way.
The guard came level with the white couple, and he stopped. He was coughing. He had his hands on his knees.
Please, mister, miss us, he said. Sorry, please to come back to hotel compound.
But why? The white woman said. We were just going for a walk along the beach.
It is not safe, missus, the guard said. Not safe for you and mister. Sorry, boss.
But why? Said the white man. What is actually the problem?
No problem, said the guard. Here is very good place, very good. But all tourist must stay, please, in hotel compound.
Unseen in the jungle, the dogs were barking louder now. The sisters could hear the shouts of the men running with them. Kindness was trembling. The two sisters held each other. Now one of the dogs howled, and the others joined in. In the hiding place there was a splashing on the dry leaves and a smell of urine. The reality of kindness's fear. Little Bee looked into her eyes. It didn't look as if her sister was even seeing her. Down on the beach, the white man was saying, "Is this about money?" And the guard was saying, "No, mister." The guard stood up straight and looked into the jungle where the noise of the dogs was. He unslung his rifle. Little Bee saw the way he held it. He took the safety catch off, and he reached down to check the magazine. 2 magazines, I remember that myself, bound back to back with blue insulation tape. The white man said, "Oh, don't give us the big performance. Just tell us how much you want. Come on, my wife is sick to the gills of being cooped up in that fucking compound. What will you take to let us go for a walk on our own? $1?